on being special. We cannot afford to admit to being special. For us, the word has been loaded with chains, has been made into a prison or zoo where voyeurs peer through the bars at our antics. To be special is to be gawped at with horror and glee as we show purple buttocks and have peanuts poked at us. To be special is to be aware, moment by aching moment, of the gaping distances between our lives and that other busy world that keeps us out. We have to insist on our ordinariness, fight for its recognition. We breathe air, eat food, love, hate, need, give. We are human. We have to insist, as Shylock did, and insist and insist. And yet, when my lover looks into my eyes like she is looking into the deep well of me, when my baby laughs into my face like we have always been connected soul to soul, when the sun shines on me and flowers bloom around me, then I know it's time to reclaim this word, throw off its chains, unlock the prison, dismantle the cages at the zoo. It's time to admit, yes, I am special, and you, and you, and you, and you are special too.